turned and set out for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spoke to me, and we circled Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north and command the people, saying, you are going to pass through the territory of your brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. So be very careful. Do not provoke them, for I will not give you any of their land, not even as much as a footprint, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You are to buy food from them with money, so that you may eat, and you shall also purchase water from them with money, so that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all that you have done. He has known your wandering through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord your God has been with you. You have not lacked anything. So we pass beyond our brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, away from the Arabah road, away from the Lao and Ezion Geber. And we turned and passed through by the way of the wilderness. Given our to the sons of Lot as a possession.
The enemy lived there previously, a people as great, numerous, and tall as the Anakim.
Like the Anakim, they too are regarded as reclaimed. But the Moabites call them Mevim, the Horites previously lived in Seir. But the sons of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them, settled in their place, just as Israel did to the land of their possession, which the Lord gave them.
Now arise and cross over the Wadi Zarid yourselves. So we crossed over the Wadi Zarid.
Now the time that it took for us to come from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the Wadi Zarid was 38 years. Until all the generation of the men of war perished from within. Indeed, the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from within the camp until they all perished.
When all the men of war had finally perished from among the people, that the Lord spoke to me, saying, today you shall cross over Ar, the border of Moab. When you come opposite the sons of Ammon, do Do not attack them nor provoke them, for I will not give you any of the land of the sons of Ammon as a possession, because I have given it to the sons of Lot as a possession. It is also regarded as the land of the Repam, because the Repam previously lived in it, but the Ammonites call them Zamzamin. A people as great, numerous, and tall as the Anakim, but the Lord destroyed them before them, and they dispossessed them and settled in their place. Just as he did for the sons of Esau who live in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them, they dispossessed them and settled in their place, where they remain even to this day. And as for the Avim, who lived in villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came from Kaphtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Arai set out and passed through the valley of On. Look, I have handed over to you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Start taking possession and plunge into battle with him. This day I will begin to put the dread upon the faces of people everywhere, who, when they hear the news of you, will tremble and be in anguish because of you. So I send messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace to say, let me pass through your land. I will travel only on the road. I will not
Sihon, king of Heshbon, was not willing for us to pass through his land. For the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate. In order to hand him over to you as he is today. And the Lord said to me, see, I have begun to turn Sihon and his land over to you. Begin taking possession so that you may possess his land. Sihon came out with all his people to meet us in battle at Jahaz. And the Lord our God turned him over to us, and we defeated him with his sons and all his people. So we captured all his cities at that time and utterly destroyed the men, women, and children of every city. We left no survivor. We took only the animals as our plunder, and the spoils of the cities which we had captured, from Arbor, which is on the edge of
the valley, even to Gilead. There was no city that was too high for us. The Lord our God turned it all.